Despite being lost for words, Gobber yelled at them for the next 10 minutes, telling them they were a disgrace to their tribe and the worst recruits he had ever had. He put them on limpet rations for the next 3 weeks and said the next time anything like this happened, they would be expelled from the programme. At home, it wasn't much better. During supper, Hiccup explained to his father about the unfortunate accident of boarding the Roman galley by mistake and about the kidnapping of Toothless and how the prefect had got hold of half of how to speak Dragonese and how Stoic really should send a war party to rescue Toothless and the book. Hiccup showed the sad remains of how to speak Dragonese and the Roman helmet to his father to prove the story was genuine. Said Stoic, thoughtfully. Stoic was a great giant of a man with enough red haystacky beard and barrels of belly to kit out at least 2 decent-sized Viking chieftains. He wasn't really concentrating because he was reading Hiccup's pirate training report, which was the worst report he had ever read. Thumbnails of Thor, he was thinking. How can anybody get -4 for advanced rudery? And nothing at all for beginner burping and hammer-throwing studies, which had been Stoic's favourite subjects when he was a boy. Berk Pirate Training Programme Report Card. Name of child, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III. Subject, beginner burping. Hiccup cannot get up the necessary wind to do well in this subject. 0 out of 10, gobber. Frightening foreigners. Must stop speaking in impeccable French and work on his yelling. 1 out of 10, gobber. Advanced rudery. -4 out of 10, gobber. Hammer throwing studies. Might improve when he can actually pick up the hammer. 0 out of 10, rugged Rita. Sword fighting lessons. Quick reflexes and strong fancy footwork. I'm impressed. Needs to work on his aggression. 9 out of 10, Gormless the Grim. Shipbuilding. I have grave doubts that the hopeful puffin will float. 0 out of 10, gobber. Boarding an enemy ship. Hiccup is the worst sailor I have ever taught in 20 years. Ha, 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 gobber. Bashy Ball spends most of his time in the mud being sat on. 1 out of 10, gobber. Stoic was trying very hard not to feel disappointed in his son. He kept telling himself that Hiccup was just a slow developer and would soon start getting muscles and nose hair and scoring the winning goal in Bashy Ball games like Stoic had himself. But what was he doing, earning reports like, Hiccup is the worst sailor I have ever taught in 20 years? How could he have come back from a perfectly straightforward training exercise, having misplaced both his dragon and his boat? And how could he possibly have got lost and accidentally boarded a Roman ship rather than a peaceable fishing boat? Vikings didn't get lost. Stoic opened his mouth to bellow at his son. And then he closed it again. Small, skinny, freckled and unsatisfactory, Hiccup's worried face looked up at him. He was clearly desperately anxious about that laughably tiny dragon of his. Stoic didn't have the heart to be angry. He crumpled up the report in one gigantic fist.
Son,
he said, gently and gravely.
I am sorry you have lost Ruthless.
Toothless. Hiccup interrupted indignantly. He's called Toothless.
Toothless.
Stoic corrected himself hurriedly.
But I am about to tell you something very important.
Stoic took Hiccup by the shoulders and looked him in the eyes.
You,
he said solemnly,
are the son of a chief. You have lost your pet, but you must be brave. You must be a man about this. There will be other dragons.
Not like Toothless, objected Hiccup in distress. That dragon trusted me and I let him down.
Silence, said Stoic sternly. What does a chief feel, son?
A chief feels no pain, replied Hiccup obediently. But father, Stoic was just getting into his stride.
A chief feels no pain. A chief feels no fear. A chief must be above mere weak personal feelings. There is no question of putting together a war party to rescue your dragon. It would be a waste of our warrior's time.
The Romans are probably halfway back to Rome by now, and they'll have turned Useless into a handbag. Toothless, corrected Hiccup again.
And that's what I'm telling you, Father. I overheard them talking, and I think they're not just passing through.
Talking?
Roared Stoic, his eyebrows lowering.
What do you mean, talking? How did you understand these Romans?
Ah, admitted Hiccup. Old Wrinkly's been teaching me some Latin, you see.
Latin? Latin!
Stoic exploded. He crashed his fist so hard on the table that the oysters they'd been tucking into did a couple of cartwheels in the air.
My son has been speaking Latin?
He controlled himself with an effort.
Hooligans do not, I repeat, do not speak Latin. What are they teaching you in frightening foreigners' lessons? When a hooligan meets a foreigner, he shouts at it loudly and slowly. That's the only language a foreigner understands. Hooligans don't talk to dragons either, or write books about them. You're spending far too much time scribbling about dragons and not enough time preparing to become a chief.
Stoic took the half of How to Speak Dragonese out of Hiccup's hands and threw it into the fire. Hiccup gasped. That book had everything he had ever learned about dragons in it. How would he ever talk to dragons again without it? Stoic stomped off. As soon as he was out of sight, Hiccup burned his fingers, pulling the book out of the flames. Luckily, it was still quite damp and the edges were only very slightly burnt. That night, for the first time in a long, long while, Hiccup had to go to bed without the company of Toothless. The little dragon was a small, wriggling, snoring hot water bottle. Now, Hiccup lay awake till the early hours of the morning, shivering uncontrollably under the thin covers, his feet and hands as cold as the North Pole, his ears trembling in the icy draught. And when eventually he slipped in and out of a feverish sleep, the night dragons and the wind and the wolves seemed to be howling all together. You've lost Toothless. Lost him forever. Lost Toothless. Lost him forever and ever and ever. Over and over and over again.